It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I hit record a drop, you can't ignore it. I'm transforming now, these cars and planes, I'm always boarding. Just out touring down in Charlotte like I play for Hornets. When I'm performing, never boring, now you can't afford it. Champagne Perrier.
Thanks, Ty. Welcome to Great Frank Destination. Welcome back to Credibly Empowered for another episode of the podcast and Pint, My Story, whatever you want to call it. It's a amalgamation of three different series. But basically, I'm going to have a chat with my guest. He's going to tell me all about himself and his life and probably some stories. And we'll go where we go. We'll talk about what we talk about. But I'm delighted to be joined by drum and bass MC and rapper Endo. How are you, my friends?
Good to see you there.
Good to see you. Looking forward to it. So, obviously, it's been a while ago, isn't it?
We've been the world of ages. I've sort of lived a crazy life for the... Sounds like you've been going stresses a little bit and weird.
Yeah,
the media company and stuff.
Yeah, he's just trying to get like places to do air moves.
Yeah,
shit. It's weird, like, because start of this year, like, not even the start of this year, like, the last couple of days of December was so stressful. I was just like, what can I do? This is going to be like impossible to now it. And then, well, we're not even at the end of January now, and I'm like, this is going to be wet. You just love it with me, like,
I didn't literally think this is a private, like, inside the private room.
I had to go either.
Literally, especially compared to it.
And the happy day to me, to it. It's good, though. Like, it does everything I needed to do. And then, can't hold them. So, shout out to them for hosting us, as always. So, what we'll do, just to get rolling with you, mate, is tell us a bit about you as and kids growing up. Like, what were you like in dreads tonight? You a nightmare? Were you?
I was a very outgoing kid. Oh yeah, no, I was a little shit basically. I think. My best mate just made me hear it's a lot of both local boys on what. Mate, I'm like a gypsy a Cardiff, really. That's it. But I've been good. I lived literally. I was born in Ely. And then we moved from Ely to Ambradock, from Ambradock to Lydon. And we were here for a good, I don't know, the best part of my childhood.
Yeah.
We back with Pope, but and then we had the pub in, my mother owned the pub in Adamstown, the new Addy as well. So we were back and forth, Coy de Goris and the Addy Log. So I lived in two complete different lives, break hard it for time.
Yeah.
And then she owned a shop as well in the Amber Blossom. So I went to the Welsh school in Bearwater.
Right,
so I am in like...
You used to have all the yellow...
Yeah, so as a kid, I had like three or four different sets of friends all over the city, whatever. Like, and then...
It's good though, I reckon. When you're like teenager, you can go, maybe you've got mates all over.
Well, from my teens, this sounds a little bit, like, really, yeah, whatever. But like, from my teens, we sort of, I moved, you were back to Ely, and then a big, like, although my dad broke up, and then my father's from Jacob, and then we've ended up, I don't know why, but my mum didn't want to live in Cali, so we ended up going to Bajenlock. So the last, say, 15 years from like, well, a teenager, say, like 12 up until 18, I was living in Bajenlock, I mean, as well. So I was literally, I'm gypsy to Wales.
Basically.
Yeah, but he's like, they're going everywhere.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
He's got his benefit coming in and food. Yeah, I hated it. I hated that first government card at one of their, like, because it's that
completely
different world. Yeah.
It is different when you, once you get out of Cardiff, like, just speaking to someone and my mates who were active Cardiff all their life, and then really little bodies is stupid.
So is this supposed to be shit wrong here?
I don't know. Just press it. No, just press in the top corner. In the top corner, it says record.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, right, that's right. No, this, the order should have is the lower one front. Yeah? Only like in the screen, the lower one.
Yeah, but I didn't face it at all.
Does it say recorded?
We didn't know if I put it on the other side.
Because go navigate all the wires. It's going to try as well. And then us going to have to add all this out. And cut names up or something.
We did that pretty slow.
Science to do this.
Right. What was? Can we get this friend met?
Yeah, it's fine because I can. The widest one's fine, which it is, it'll be fine anyway, it's in your back, got it. So that's fine. Good staging to get burning. No drama. Yeah, it's like living in Cardiff, I mean, you go out, it's just a different pace, I guess. I don't know.
No, the vibe is like, we start stepping back in time, when we go down there, they have different views to what. Like I was growing up with, so it was like hard to go down there. They're like, they obviously access completely different from this. But then I have cousins that were from both Gordon places like that, so I'm sort of used to it. Growing up with my grandparents, that they were all really Welsh speaking, and like tapping butt and whatever you mean. So, but when I actually moved down there, it was like the views of like, but back obviously it's daily's changed now. Like it's changed those now. Obviously, but as a kid. It was like, it was really racist. No one had blocked you everywhere. It's like, I grew up with Cardiff, one of my best friends was black blocked you everywhere. So it's a mad, it was a mad, like, it was a culture shock to me. But, do you know what I mean? And then I as a young kid, upon the age of 12, I emceed. And then there was like, you're a wannabe black kid. I dressed different, iron tracksuits and mud bags, black peaks.
Yeah.
That's what I was wearing. They were wearing the beige jeans with like sweaty and like, Lonsdale trainers or whatever, like, yeah. Not everyone, like, no, I mean, not, like, but that was the majority of it was a complete different, and I think the drug scene down there is a lot crazier than it is as a kid, for kid wise, like I'd never, obviously it's all the spliff or whatever, but like when I moved down there there was 13 year olds sniffing bloody speed and taking pills or whatever, and there's nothing to do up in the valley, do you get me?
Yeah.
And it was a mad cold, well, when I sort of got a group of friends and got into it, I lived it like, and you sort of forget about your old life and blah, 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 and lost touch with my friendship for years, like, do you know what I mean? And
I suppose, like, you went away from Cardiff, you lose all, like, you leave all your mates. At first, you're sort of like, all my mates in Cardiff, I hate this. And, like, you get a difference in views of culture shock and, like, but you do settle.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
So, like, you mentioned your little ship when we were
mine fried, figured out, and then said I'd fried in the end.
It's like, I look back and I just think, like, I've got three teenage boys now, like, the youngest one's 15. And then from the age of about 9 or 10, I had this anxiety that they were going to be like, what I was like when I was just like, brace yourself when Mrs. Kids can go off and it's going to be. Like, awful, because if they're anything like me, there's just going to be mayhem all the time, fighting, drugs, drinking, just going to be awful.
So I was getting my little boy down.
And, like, touch wood, we've been really laughing that big, like, through sense, where we kept them busy with, like, sport and stuff like that.
Well, that's what you sort of got it. I think that's
nothing to do, mate, isn't it?
It's like, the problem was got. I was, like, I cannot help this. Oh, it's because of what happened. We were broken or whatever, like, but when they were together, I was into sports and I was playing rugby. I was in a rugby team and I was doing this. And you was, as long as you were kept busy, Like, and then soon that was then when, like, yeah, that, when it was just my mum looking after me and she had two other kids, my sister was having a baby, and Javina, there was like, and I'm the youngest, I'm just going out of them.
And yeah.
I've been easily influenced, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky. But how did, like, you mentioned you've got a son now, like, how did that change your outlook on life?
I think I grew up, like, I thought, so I've had a couple of stages in life where I thought I've looked back and I'm like, wow, that's completely changed me. But my son, like, he's only 16 months old and...
Instant.
And you start, like, looking back at your eyes, and you're like, wow.
Mm.
Like, that way, right, and this way, right, so it's how we judge sort of my upbringing into ways then as well, because it's like, I would never... Sorry, I'm not...
No, I don't.
I never do that sort of thing, do you get me?
Yeah,
it's like...
I look back on...
It's an eye-opener.
Yeah, I look back on, like, me and my old man had a few disagreements, shouldn't say, like, he had died when I was 16, but in that period, like, about 2 years before we back, I'd be all time. And I look back on stuff, I look back on my own behaviour, but I also look back on, like, I judge their, like, his parenting and stuff, because I'm like, oh, I'd never do that, I'd never, battle, whatever, shock my son like that or whatever. But, like, before I had, like, my first kid, right, everyone, as we're like, coming back to the pregnancy, ending, and, like, baby's due, everyone's doing to me in work and whatever, like, they're saying, oh, yeah, as soon as that baby's born, like, everything will change.
You don't understand it, do you?
Yeah.
I'm like, everyone was like, kid.
Yeah, at that point, like, I'd go in the pub every night before I go home, and she's at home, and sort of pregnant, like, you know, and I'd still go into the pub and still live in my sort of early 20s life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And just instant change. And then suddenly you're like,
well, bro,
there's still someone else relying on you, isn't it?
With me and my partner, like she said, my partner had the confrontation outside. So it's taking me, well, I still don't, it's still based, you know,
yeah.
But I sort of decided to like understand it a bit more. I think she could watch it. yeah, and like I was in studio, me and my mates sat in studio, he's having a mix, I'm sat there writing bars, and I remember about this message go through on my phone, and I'm looking at it. And this fucking picture of pregnancy test, right? And I wasn't even looking at it. Goes, wait, Mike, what's that? And he's gone, child. Looking at him, like, no. I'm like, is that real? Like, yeah, I'm like, and instantly, I was like, why have you told me, deciding to tell me? Well, I'm at work, sort of thing, like, right? I mean, I sat there and I was like, I looked at my mate, he's like, you alright? I've been in the studio 10 minutes, it's about that for 2 hours. I'm like, perhaps. I don't even want to be here,
yeah.
Like sort of thing. But then, I don't know, like, after like a day, like, say about a day or two, I was like sort of working out the times of how old I would be when he's this age and this
yeah.
age. And I'm just in the end, I was like, the more and more I thought about it, the more and more I just, and then I said, let's keep it, not while keeping the baby on.
Yeah, yeah. I get, one of my favorite things actually now is like, you have a 19, 60, like 14, maybe 16 year old, but, and like, one of my favourite things is, even though I have health problems, is that I'm still only 41.
Yeah.
And like, so at Christmas, I was having a deal with my oldest boy and stuff like that. And I really, really enjoyed it for the first time, that just being able to sit around with him and chat. And I'd be like, it's just a weird thing because, you know, if I was like...
That's the typical dad thing though. Yeah, there's any life.
But if I was like 30, say, I don't know, I think 70 or whatever, like my parents were a bit older when they had me because I was, you know, like you're talking like the 80s, like it was more like traditional, I guess, when you had kids like older, or people had kids older. But I actually like have enjoyed the fact that I have kids relatively young. Like,
yeah.
And then funny enough, my mate, who's the guy who was there, he's like the manager guy here. He is saying he had his first child like sort of young and like,
and then. One of them, fact, but they, I think both the time I was 21, she had me, my brother, and my sister on
there.
And I'm the youngest.
How old are you, Matt?
I'm 28.
What's this girl? Not even pretty yet.
Nah, I feel older than I'm there. I feel it, trust me. But as you're creeping up, it's creeping up, because then it'll get like my brother's just turned 30.
Did you fast mage after you're 30? It just goes, the years go quick.
Well, since my son's been born, life's flying, but I think like he's, it feels like yesterday, it was literally, can you walk, like, crawl? And I'm just running around in a Tokyo, calling the town.
I may as well be long. You're eating me chops in your back.
You're the head in touch.
So, you mentioned that you played a bit of rugby. But did, like, were you all about music by a certain age, or did you sit there and see, you know, like 13?
Yeah, well, I was following 30s, but then I was playing at the 12s for Fairwater RFC and then my school as well. I was in the adventure, it's a play centre and a blah blah play centre, like a youth centre we used to go to as kids in Anedin.
Yeah.
And then I smashed my eye on the top of my head and fractured my eye socket, so I couldn't play rugby for like 6 months. And I used to be a little skateboarder type. I was like, yeah, it's actually quite a lot of a skateboarder type. But then I think I kept dating myself on there. And then once I was in the period of like moving back from Llanedin to Ealing, like we'd saw it. That was with the powerhouse thing actually, aside in the powerhouse days. It was like towards the end of, yeah, it's like towards the end of what my lad Eddie Dinks of living around Jade. I started seeing all the boys, it was like a trading to come in, yeah. Like Ryan started blowing up, blah blah blah. And then yeah, moved back to Ely. And then I met my mate Adam. Adam Steve, pick yourself up if you're out there, room. And then yeah, we made the track in Jake Grader's studio, Reaper, or Reaps in Ebuilt Floyd now, I think. But yeah, and then ended up just rolling around with them boys for a bit. Like MC and ABC taught me how to write bars properly and the structure and stuff like that. And then just never gave up, basically, bro. Like, I'd been, as a kid, like, it's on and off, it's just a thing you do.
Yeah.
It was never serious. And then
drinking and other stuff, innit?
I think I was, like, always sort of just done it as a hobby. And then something like 2018, one mate, James sort of took me back to a rave. It was my first one. I drew a bass rave. I've been to like festivals and like lived up the valleys that had full rings and shit, like, and whatever, you take drunks and that.
But the days.
But my mate James, RYP, one of my closest mates, he's passed away now, but took me to our first DMV rave with, I think it was either with Comedy. He was driving Comedy into a rave in like next type London, I said in. Gone there.
Oh, yeah. Called Comedy.
Yeah, he's killing it. I think he got there, and then it was like, I'd never seen the, I've listened to it, but I'd never seen the job of MCing thing live, never seen it before. Like, I remember going in next, like, seeing him to my house.
Just blew it away.
Like, yeah, so it was like the, I loved to go raving, I loved going festival with my mates, but it was like hard for the dog or whenever the four of things, they'd be on up down there, but that pop. To be fair, like, oh, when you get drunk, then you get hassles, really. You're mad, and you do that. So, like, it was like a mixture of both for me. It was like, right, so I'd been go out raking, and I'd see it, say it's like.
Yeah, like combination of both.
Yeah, for me, that's what the maker said. Quick for me, was it was like, oh, I can do this now. So, I started biting bars, then trying to do the drum and bass thing, started entering next times. And then, I think I'd done. I think Picton hit me up. Well, someone along the lines, I've met Picton and Bateson. And then they gave me my first booking in said, like, I think it was September 2014. So this is my 10th year, 10 years ago, all this year. And yeah, and then I think like just started getting more and more bookings, entering any competition like this, like any NBC competition, as you know, how you work, I was just like, yeah, I was rolling around with a guy called Visible back then. We used to work together a lot.
Yeah.
But that book, I was booking shit back then.
What?
Dog shit. I stopped.
But I'd imagine, like, it's one of them things where it's kind of like a learning process, isn't it? Where you just keep going and going. Like, the more you do it, the better you get. And at the start, you can have a few, like, nightmare-y kind of gigs and whatever it may be. It's just, I guess.
To be fair, I got some loads of love. Like, when I put in the circle, it's, yeah, like, people like four, like, so you go all 40, showed me loads of love. Picked them, Basin did, Slim. Loads of them did. Like, they also, JD. Those are the boys, sort of, like, I could do was like, I can't say it was like a Cardiff scene back then. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you weren't part of it, you weren't getting sort of like, we weren't getting a look in sort of thing. And I don't know, I was so lucky to sort of get involved with that. Well, it was mainly because I was rolling with Visible. Then Visible was sort of doing bits of love and stuff. So it was like, but that was back when it was still sitting 11s, I picked by the name to me. Traumatic was just blowing up. But yeah, man, it was like, when you look back, but it was crazy because it don't feel like that long ago when it's insert some points. There's some points to go with, like some points.
Yeah. And it's yet, no. Crazy, bro. Yeah, like, it's weird that, like, you're like, go to 28, isn't it? But like 10 years of doing it and just blowing up and doing it and keep.
Well, I wouldn't say blowing up. Was, I'd be quite say well, blowing up. I mean, like, if people say it's blowing up, it's. You mean, like, because the moment my banker comes yeah. full and told me I'm blown up, so I ain't blown up, yeah. But you have your little, it's like, yeah, you have your little
peaks, and then it goes down a bit, and then you just got to
rack your ass off, and then you have your little 5 minutes. And it's not really like a 5 minutes of, oh, it's just a little bit of exposure, or like, everyone loves you for a bit, and then get loads of bookings and stuff. Like, it's good, you just got to be hungry and keep, like, wanting to do it, and, like, you make things networking. I don't think, like, you can't do nothing on your own these days. Everyone say, like, oh, yeah, you go out, do a tune, and everyone plays it, and blah, and blah. But without actually growing and doing it with other people and doing your collabs and growing this person and doing these sets with other people, and like, I think that's the main part of it. Because without everyone else, like, it's not a scene on your own. It's not a scene, isn't it? It's just...
Yeah, and heck, you know, I liken it a bit to, like, not that I would know particularly, but, like, from the outside, I liken it a little bit to, like fighters. So, like boxing and MMA, say, like, look, the fighters coming out, they could be, literally, you could be the best fighter there's ever been. But if you don't sell tickets, you can't go on shows. So, like, you have to, or they have to, like, network, they have to meet people, they have to get, you know, they have to get out on social media, to get people to watch
it. Yeah, go at each other, make like these little things during take the piss off of the other fight, and play it.
Just like got Fury. A bit of attention.
Yeah, like, but Conor McGregor and Fury are just done to doing it, innit? Like, they like get inside their heads and all that. But and it's the same sort of thing now. That's what the stage of the music's getting to now. Like Mosey's killing it at the moment on with the social thing. Like, but then it's like he's got his own little gimmick thing going on to do it, and it's working for him. But like, I don't know. For a lot of artists,
go on, play.
I was going to say, for a lot of artists, I don't think that it's crazy because I'm not really a big person on social. I also look on my camera and start talking in the other people's watching me to make other. And I'm going to see people doing it and I respect them because I'd be able to take 100 by the end of the day. And I could spend an hour just trying to talk for 3 seconds into my phone and have probably a couple of other people's going to watch me and knock your shit. Well, in my head, well, that's what I think. They play the fans, obviously they do. Like, I don't know. I don't like the sound of my voice half the time when I look back. So I'll probably watch this back.
Maybe like, I hate it. Like, when I started doing the first couple of, well, probably for the first year of it, I couldn't even watch them. I'd be in those heads to them and say, oh, I can't even hear my voice.
So I listen to a tune I've recorded from, like, I don't know, beginning like 6, 7 years, even 3 or 4 years ago. And we're like, I don't know, my voice is how pretty, I'm 28, and I feel like my voice is only now starting to actually be my voice for the rest of my life. But like, I used to be like, and like, I listen to it now, man.
Yeah!
And I'm proud of my guy, and then all my very love it. Like, oh, this is sick. I'm like, not on a roll today that well.
And so, I guess so, like, obviously, it's different in there for everyone. Everyone's not fine. What works for them. So, like, you might have guys who can do the social thing and they, you know, they can sit on and they'll get those clips out on TikTok and, you know, whatever it may be, and they can do that side of it. And I think you have to have social media now, whatever you do, whether it's
like,
podcasts, fighting, whatever. Like, I absolutely despise your social media.
Content every.
But I couldn't do what I was doing without social media. So it's like,
well, like, bro, we've had this problem now, so, like, we got Cool FM every time. Love you guys, we're certainly in that. But I was in London yesterday, we hired a little Trevor and that. And it was, like, our third or fourth Super Sunday, we've gone down there. and like the studio, the new studio in Cole is in the Ritz, headquarters and all. So it's sick. But then we've been saying, it's like, it's not their fault because of it. It's just been Hashama's fault. So we're like, bro, let's make sure the cameras are turned on so we can get the video footage of it as well, so we can get the content out. Because right now, what it is, it's just a live radio show. And then afterward, they've got to go back on the Rinse app to listen to it. Like, or we just got the audio. It's like,
they didn't get a camera set and live stream.
And then he saw it at this time, but they were all waiting in, got a guest out special, like, yeah, Kendrick down on our show. And then last minute, the producer's like, oh, yeah, sorry, boys, it hasn't been cleared with the head office, so we're like, what can you set them up? He's like, yeah, but it hasn't been cleared. I'm like, bro, here's the email, though. Like,
yeah.
It's one of them things, but like, we were all just pissed because it was like, I've driven from Wales to London and a lot of even with no content now. I've a little bit, but yeah, we did a music video as well, so it was all right. But my whole point being is content in this game now is everything. But in most games these days, in like in any sports career, music career, acting career, you've got to be on your social media going, hi, Polly, this is Shirley German with you here.
You've got to do it, mate, because you've got to get it. You have to, like, get people's attention somehow there. And then it's finding a way that works best for you. Like, what sort of difference, say you put out a track, right, tomorrow, and then you just put out, like, the audio side of it on Spotify and wherever, all the different places you put it, and then on Friday, you put out another track, which they're both the same quality, but the one on Friday you put out, there's like a video with it. Would the one with the video definitely do better? I'd sit tested in, like,
I was so here. It's like, it's the algorithms on the way it's everything. So with Spotify, they've got a thing where you can, like, you can pitch your music to the editorial playlist. So if you got an editorial playlist, which is like the Spotify house players, they run and there's millions of people listening. You'll go on there, you get one of their, your tunes, your night space, you're laughing, you're like, right, bam, I'll probably bring what I put in back on this track. Like, but then if not, you still get on a lot of playlists and obviously your fans stream it and shit, but it's a lot harder. So I'm like, you've got to be able to pitch a tune of a good pitch, but there's any spelling mistakes in your pitch, and they're not going to look at it, so it's like a big, and then you just got to make, just do the, like, the promo property for it. It's mad, so that a lot of things, like, people pay the ads and stuff, but like, I'd already just do it organically, see how long that might go on for, and how good that does, and then if that, when that starts to stem down, then just put a little ad on there.
Yeah.
And then, as you know, I'm shit with promo, bro. I have, like, that's why, that is one of my downfalls that, like, this year I'm going to probably, like, come on my main purpose into is the promo side of shit. But it's just hard, bro. It's not, the game's changing so much all the time. And then it's like, it's like, I'm in a group, I do my single career, I'm being a dad, and then it's just like,
we're getting time to be across.
That world event is coming now as well, so it's just like, on top of everything. But then that's where I was learning the problem side of the shit.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, we'll talk about, like, the live event side of things and stuff. I'm kind of interested in, like, end of the artist, how you developed from, like, 18 to now. Like, how have you changed and how have you twisted up what you do? And, like, because I think if you listen to, like, I watched your drum and bass all-star video.
Okay.
Because I listened to yours of Scanner quite a lot. I like cool. The both videos are really good. Like, and then, so I watched the net, and then I think I searched, like, one of your sort of earlier tracks. And there's definitely, like, a big difference in, I don't know what I would say. Like, I wouldn't say necessarily, like, the quality of it, but just the, maybe the confidence in your view, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, it just comes with experience, I think, bro. I want it anymore. Like, I think the earliest stages of my career, bro, I'll be real with you, bro, I was selling drugs, taking drugs, partying. Like, I didn't have a missus at the time, bro. It was like, well, I was in and out of relationships. And, like, I wasn't focused on it, bro, really, like, and
then
I was still getting onions up, so it was like an all and off thing. But then I were getting bookings frequently, when every weekend, was every other weekend, bro, or like, when the next, like, cover up and spot. And then any of it, I was lucky enough to get taken on by Innovation, so I was basically mainly booked on a lot of them. And then Summer would come round, and then I'd start taking it serious then. Oh, summer, I want to be booked everywhere. Well, Love Reading Festival was just like the break season, and now, like, Innovation of the Sun, that was my main thing. I was every year, I was doing that band. And then now that's when, like, after coming home from there, I'd probably get put on a mixtape. The one year I think I'd done, they put me on Port Party. And that was it to me. I was like, but this is my outlet. And then come home from there, we're pulled in on a conspiracy charge and went to prison. Just that my career was about to set off, like, to get me in it. At the time, before that, like, I was booking it, get bookings in Belgium and Manchester Idol. So my career was doing well, like, but I went in the studio recording every day. I was 19-year-old or 20-year-old boy, like, do you get me? I cared about it, but I didn't, if that made sense.
Yeah.
I didn't have many, like, so I was making mad, looking for the upside drugs and then having drugs.
And the thing is, that I started, like, drugs and drinking and partying and acting, which comes with sadness and that, like, it's not conducive, is it, with getting studio, like, what, BT Bales,
especially,
they just don't quite mix. It's like what you said now about, like, beer dads and live events and doing the group, doing the single career, like, just finding the time to do pro. It's kind of like the same thing, it's just different things taking all your time.
Yeah, of course, but it's like, it's a healthy thing, really, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I'm not waking up twisted out of my skull, or like, not knowing what day it is or shit, do you mean? But,
oh yeah.
It's like, in the earlier stages, unless I was actually, it's mad. So, like, a lot of my friends, we're into drum and bass, bro. Like, I got into drum and bass with one of my friends, James, which really my friend, really, like, my day-to-day friend group.
Right.
Do you get me? So my day-to-day friend group listens to bloody all, like, anything but drum and bass. Do you get me? Yeah, I had one with it. It's a weird group of friends, basically, but all, like, the same person, but one of us, like, this is the drill. The other one really listens to the Mariner. The other one doesn't listen to music. He just watches football, and then it's me, like, I'm then over the MC. Like, it's weird, like, but then, so it was, they showed an interest in it, but they all love it now. I'm like, they're all like, oh, what's it? You know, yeah. And then I take them to raves tomorrow, but one mate, one Joe B, he loves it now, like, you know what I mean? But, and he was the one that absolutely hated it, dead set against it, and that's who James are. But
I think it would. I like it. Like
in my earlier stages, which is like, I was probably more like people like Boo, was sort of like their MC at the time. But then we were like getting booked in Eldon together, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, I went to prison.
And what was that like?
Oh, it was things. Wait. Shit, bro, really, innit? Like, I was black. I was scared to talk about it. It was just Swansea jail. Shit.
In Swansea as well.
Yeah. Like, then 12 months, yeah, 12 or 11 months. I mean, it was like 9 of them were remand. Not knowing what I was getting. Some conspiracy charge.
It was that'll be stressful as well, like, not knowing.
Yeah, well, yeah, bro, it was my 22nd birthday in jail and Christmas and New Year's. It was like disgusting, bro. I hated it, but it was like, and I had loads of bookings for the year set I was in jail. So I remember my brother sending me flyers with my name on there. I had them up on my cell, like, you get me? Got it. Amsterdam. But you bounced a little Friday
as well. What's them do it?
Yeah. Well, I was like, just... And shit, like... But we get paid for none of it, though. I have a life to sick. I was getting loads of money because I'm weird. Like, I was paid to go to these places. Like, oh, Innovation in the set of, like, 4 years in a row. I think the only time we never paid was last year. And that was the Iron Apple one. And I got paid to go out there. Do you know what I mean? And that was one first time to make and Innovation is not really a thing with much, I mean, but, like, a lot of people could say, like, oh, yeah, it's, the way I'm talking is I was like, yeah, sick time, but I fucking spent loads of money to me into it. Miles of the loud thing played free everywhere in years, 7, 8 years.
Do you know what's interesting to me, right, is a lot of artists, not, like, this is named Ale in particular, but, like, a lot of artists will kind of make out that, you know, editing a bit like smoking better with it, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not a like flight.
Yeah, no, of course it, you know, somehow, but like, I think.
What do you mean now? A drum and bass?
Yeah, well, just general, like, people who are coming up, right? Maybe not sort of stunning bass, but like, it's interesting to hear you say, like, because, you know, you've got a following. You're good at what you do. But it's interesting to hear you say, like, you know, I was fucking paying to go there. And not making, like,
No.
Well, but still to this day.
Yeah, a lot of time ago, still to this day, I'll do some, I'm like, shouldn't we be saying this? Not in a day, it'll probably hate me, but I don't know, if it's a friend or it's someone I've worked with for a long time and I know, oh, you're like, it's a freeway road, I'm doing a freeway, can you go and play a gig with me, blah, 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 and I'll do it.
Yeah.
Pennies. Do you mean? But like, it's only been the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 years where I've actually getting paid from doing it, like, and the last, say, year or two where I've been saying up and like, how's that one? A little bit of healthy, like, healthy living off it, because some anxiety, I got up with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so it was a hard one, but.
Yeah, I admit, that's the honesty, because at the end of the day, like, you're grasping, and now you've got the, like, the things which you're working towards, that you mentioned, like, being a dad and all this, like, it's all, takes up your time and your energy, but it's all positive stuff. Whereas obviously when you're younger and you're so.
Well, it wasn't about thinking you like, I don't know, it's like trials of tribulation, I think, though.
Well, I've grown up.
The products needed, like, everyone
does it.
I think, like, if I think off from their things, bro, half of my music would be shit, so what will talk about?
Yeah, that's true, right? Because.
My mother said that to me all the time. She was like, well, I'm outside the veil, like, she's had a charism on them, but, what she said, like, you know, I'd brag, I'll go to practical for him, go for after boys. Wouldn't be able to be so bright and bad, and then he was. As was he then, like, no, you're not at one bit with me, that to me.
But it's the same. Right, as anyone, like, so just as an example, right, I don't think I'd be able to be, I consider myself a half decent dad, right? So I don't think I'd be able to be the dad that I am now if I hadn't have done some of the wild shit which I did. When I was,
bro, I'm 18, 19, 20 or whatever,
getting lost with the Garth Mountain on mushrooms and shit. Like I would, because all of those experiences, which I had, even the drug-infused ones, were, they'd made me who I am. So you understand other things, which people will never done that stuff.
They don't leave. Listen, they're blind to, like, so, like, obviously, we had this conversation yesterday, long drive on the way to London yesterday, Christopher was local DJ and mix. We're driving us to London yesterday and picked up Tans. And attacked, well, drove the Tans as well. But anyways, driving there, we're all talking about certain shit. And then it ends up coming on a little party still in Road on the Ball. And in the, I used to be really meek about the drums, just sitting and play. But I was thinking about my Jones, I was selling in cat, blah, blah, blah. I've sucked on it for a long time. But even said that, I regret certain things. I mean, obviously, it ruined a lot of my childhood to me, but there's a lot of things I don't regret because I'm wise to a lot of shit now.
Yeah.
As in, like, with my son, I'm going to be able to spot, if he ever goes down about, or he's either going down a certain road, I'll be able to, we push him off that path, and we, like, go, and off well bad experiences, do you get me? And I think you've got to make mistakes to learn anyways, in any part of life, do you mean? It can't be best at everything straight off the cuff.
Yeah.
As if you do, when you're unheard of, you're not going to be ready for me yet.
And to me, it's 100%. None of us are perfect, mate. Everyone's got a past, and everyone's got things they regret and learn from, whatever it may be. Like, I look back at that. My parents were, like, oblivious to all of that sort of stuff. So I'd come on, I'd have, like, eat my, like, 10 of my night, hate it as a ghost, like, and, like, eat, like, my tea or whatever was, like, munch it down seconds, eat about fucking 4 yogurts, 6 feet on toast. And I'm not big, like, anyway, like, I was just a little skinny, scrawny teenager. And my mum's just like, oh, you're hungry, you're from school or whatever. And I'm, yeah. I was going, yeah, this is straight up my brain. And so I'm like, if one of my boys come home and they were paid as ghost and they were, like, not really chatty in like a bit.
I know, wouldn't you? It's no experience. See, my little smokes a draw, so when I'm going to smoke a bit, and you know, I'd hopper at seeing you, like, and I'm not, I tried playing off, so I was hanging around with, I was enrolled with a bit old when I was a kid, probably like a bit of fab, I think, but I was like, damn, I'm up to spoon round a minute.
Yeah,
spoon round to smoke, and she's looking at me like, that's all right, mate, yeah, point, and yeah, just let me go, just let me, like, all right.
Yeah. Houses.
I had fucking 10 jobs at bus, sacked it, and landed at the 10 o'clock news for a while. I was like, no, I was like, what in that? The thing was landing, letting, and gigging my head up.
So, like, when you come out of prison, did you, like, have a different outlook on what you want to do with music, like, with everything?
I think it was, yeah, and I was just, like, it was like a realisation when I was in there. It was like, what I had, what I'm going to be doing, and, like, I was going to blow up, and I was at this set and that set. It was the fact that I come out and all my friends that I were rolling with, not all of them, but a lot of my friends I were rolling with were all super coming to be like, well, look at Boom Out, superstar.
Yeah, yeah.
You get me? Like, I had a tune with Cirilo when I was in prison, and it come out, I was getting plays on Kiss and Radio 1 and stuff. And like, look at him now, when Cirilo's massive. And I'm not saying that. Obviously, it's a different thing. They're DJs and producers. I'm an MC. But it was as a friend thing, like, and it was like scenes, and there's loads of them. Like, I can't.
It's not a year old, like, yeah.
I was just probably, it was just like the circles you roll in, I think, at the time. I was in the right circles, and like, I had a lot of opportunities given to me that a lot of other people didn't really have. Like, I'd done the innovation in the SoundCon, and I come second, I didn't even win it. But then, they kind of got booking me, and then like some of them people that won it, they didn't have a look at the year after to get me. So it's, I don't know, I'm just grateful really. I had another person, Dave Fonson, he was the person I saw, he was working with Innovation at the time, and he was sort of like, get him to all this one, and he was always making sure I was getting a booking. But I was never, like I said, never getting paying cuts. Never.
But it's getting your name out there as well, as well as Arthur Battle.
Well, you've got to, I think, a few of the old school dons, I'm not going to name them names, but they were like, got to earn your stripes on your own 10, you've got to like, come and speak to me after you've done 10 years. And that was a lot of people's attitude back then. Obviously different now. We're like, you're TikToking, whatever, and you can do a video or whatever, and it blows up, and you're smashing it, you know what I mean? But back then, even 2014, 15, we're not, even though the main scope and stuff was around, weren't that easy. It's telling you, like, it was back that you had to just do the comps a bit back then. Like, that was the way in. But the music's changed now as well. Like, obviously, every music evolves. But, yeah.
Love round, doesn't it? Goes round full circle, a lot of music.
Yeah.
Clothes.
Like, at the moment, everyone's on the remixes and the sort of the crossover fucking hard tech into drum and bass and shit. Like, the world both.
So much talent in Wales, like, which is, I asked this question to Edward, I asked it to 40 of you, they're like, there's so much talent, we're just like smashing it, coming out of the way off, like, you know, about that Colin Dean mentioned earlier, my guy, and then also local, like, he's going around, yeah, and like, not giving all that stuff to the bro.
Oh, it's telling you, yeah. Local was the first, I think, one of the first ever MCs I listened to that were from London.
Boy, yeah.
Back, I think it was Let Loose or Foundation Crew back then, and I was messing me a lot, mine will tell. Now they were like also the Ericsson, Finland, the Walkmans, to me.
Yeah.
How they were the world, like now it was in Beansy Nemo, Boston Strangler, Local. They were big up your chest all the blue lock, because I wouldn't probably have seen like now. But like they were the people you listened to, Jermaine. And then when I moved up to EP, it was all the EP boys that had Jermaine. And then like that, you had the Ely and Fail, all the beef they used to call them back then, and that, Jermaine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, Wales has got a massive select of talent that is like unlocked.
Guys, Q coming through as well.
Unlocked talent, because it's like, it's a bit different now. England is starting to sort of realise there's people over here and people that it's like getting more recognised and shit. But like, again, that's just like TikTok and Facebook, and it's making it well. It's not boundaries that we're taking it, where they should.
Easier to hit people like in London or in that.
Well, I think the main thing for the MC side of things, I mean, Traumatic blew the door open for Welsh MCs.
Yeah.
Like, without him, I don't think anyone would have been up at all, but it's not just very level for much.
Like, he's just on a level, ball on his own.
Well, yeah, he's just creating his own sort of lane, isn't he? Do you mean?
Like, man, sick, really. Like,
yes.
But that's where he wanted to be, isn't it? Well,
without him, that's another person that's given me a leg up in my career. Just with collapse, just do a lot of tracks. To me, never asked for letting back. No royalty splits, and striking that book, do with that way. To me,
so yeah. But the question I could ask you is, like, you've got Traumatic and Local and comedy and all these people who are from that. But then there's also those people from like hip hop and like MCing and stuff, which should be, in my opinion, which I haven't quite blown up yet. But I think and you correct me if I'm wrong, if they were from Birmingham, London, Manchester, so they've already brought
it. No, like, I know, and I don't want to take this, and you're watching that, don't take this the wrong way, but even the first load of names you name, like, local's blowing it.
Yeah.
He's getting his pay, he's due since work long time during. Like I said, I've been listening to him since I was a kid, I'm during. But I wouldn't say he's stood on his camera.
Yeah.
In my eyes, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, I'm not saying in drum and bass, yeah, and he's up there, but he's smashing in there. But with, like, if you're talking worldwide media thing, because I think he would go a lot bigger in my opinion, Julian. He's got the capabilities of being a household respected name, bigger than what he is now. So in my eyes, it's not blown up yet. I reckon he's going to be a lot bigger. So, but in the grand schemes of, yeah, he's the biggest in cat.
Yeah, and well, between him and Trump, that's my opinion. Then Edward's got a title for it, but that's all.
Yeah.
And Comer's coming up next. I mean,
but like,
they're still on their Julian vibe.
Yeah, right. Like you were saying, that's obviously the way you sound. That but if they were in a different area, I don't know, because I think the good thing about what a lot of us have got going on for us as well, I know it sounds mad, yeah, because I'd be contradicting myself, that is that we're Welsh and we're from Wales. Because if we were over them sides there, they're fucking huge, bro. Like, England is massive. There's a lot of places, and I mean, the culture's a lot better over there. So they're the pioneers of it over in England, yeah. They set up, they've named jungle, drum and bass.
Right.
So we're just people that are, like, obviously we've been great, yeah. So like, it's not as big as it is. Obviously it's been going on for years around here, but as in the scene but MCs and blah blah blah, it's not really been looked at on outside candidates, do you get me?
Okay.
So this is my opinion anyway. So like, if we were all over there, I think it would have been a lot harder for us to get in.
So you always, like, some people would almost get, like, lost in the shuffle almost because it's...
Yeah, because you start the fucking needle in a haystack, so yeah, it's just, you get me, whereas over here, it's like, there's a lot less, you get me, so it's like, it's easier for us to stand out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no,
if you put us all in a line, that we say, one of us, I don't know, myself, I see you put Trolls, Local, Comma, Scammer, all of the lineup, they'll tell me one of them sound exactly the same, because none of them sound anything like each other.
No.
So that's what Wales has got going for them. No one's the same. We should go up England, like we tell them now, there's 1,000 Skeptors, there's 1,000 Rugged Unknown Tees, and that figure is, and it's, I think that's where with the Welsh thing, it's like, but the accent doesn't really...
It's all the same, all the way.
Yeah, that's right, do you get me?
It's different. Like, you got, like,
it's similar, but in a long way, so all of us have. We got our little twangs and that, but like the way everyone's flows and shit, it's just completely dip. Like, I can't say anyone in Wales sounds like that person, if that makes sense. True.
Yeah, even like, if you go like to the Newport and you've got like Murgage has got like that, it's like
Newport, I'm like, you know what?
Newport accents, like, almost like got like that.
Bristol, right? So it's like this Cardiff and Bristol fucking on the left side.
Yeah,
that Newport. Do you know what I mean? It's dangerous.
No, there's a kid
hurt. Like, I don't know why they're probably get beat up by someone that they're talked out.
But then you've also got, like, you know, like the Swansea lot and I, T-Reb and what's your name? I still bother me about this. But like, there's a few guys in Swansea were, like, you know, really talented.
Oh, what's
that? They got a different Marino as well. So, you know. But like, there's guys up in North Wales, so I know, like, Dave from Larry Sense Taylor is doing quite a lot to get as many.
Well, because they've got stage as eight rappers along
with. Yeah,
I went to Arboy Mounts from Larry in Brim. He is, like, probably one of the hardest in Cardiff.
Yeah.
Well, not yet, but, like, literally sick. But that's someone that's another one that I'm always on his ass, like, on his case, because he don't. I don't think he believes in himself enough yet.
Correct.
Like, as in, he don't think he's that good. They don't realise how good he is. Do you get me? Like, I think you probably watch this now and fucking hate me, Jimmy. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Tell us, Marks.
Twice, really, and see?
Well, the perfect day, you
sound. Yeah, Jimmy. Right. Like, I'm in a complete different scene to it, bro. But I'm not, like, I listen to all that shit, bro. And he's sick. Well, Mark, you get a lot of rappers in Cardiff, and I think, yeah, they do, but they're like,
yeah.
You're not really going to take the chance over the bridge, but like, well, I don't know, we're like the Manchester rap game sort of changed it all now, innit? We're more than ever not killing it. And I think that's like other people are sort of picking up the that style rather than learning, trying to be like, I'm not saying people are fucking people, but like.
The influence, right, I guess.
Yeah, the influence is like sort of changing everyone's view on this, I don't know.
What sort of music do you listen to, like, in your away from like the music you make it and the tribal?
No, that's me, but I listen to deep breathing shit, dropping bass, bro, and that's it. I listen to like some reggae and that, bro, and like some rap and shit, bro, and they're going to like making TMV, bro, literally.
All the time.
Yeah, I think if I start, like, I don't know, I don't want to get. For me, if I start getting influenced by music, I want to start writing to this. So I love Gamage. But then if I listen to too much Gamage, I'll catch me up and write with Gamage all the time. And then I'm like, I'm standing awake for a while when we do it. Do you mean?
Yeah, I need to like it.
I think from the way I put in my head, where I was really bad in GFDs, like, that's your focus. That's where you listen to your focus, man. And I don't really try not to listen to too much, like, so other MCs as well, bro, because that's another thing of being able to, like, simply mean like pick something that you've heard a lot, no way you put it in any shit. That's a big one. After them, like, and I've fallen, fucking, I've done it where I've written something and I'm like, I know I've heard that.
Yeah.
And then I'm fishing through things and I'm like, wow. Yeah, is that what I like, to me? So it's like, I'm going to listen to like a DMV set. It'll be an old school one, to me. And the one from a live set that I've been to or something, to me.
So I got a couple of mates who were like stand-up comedians, right? And then, like, obviously, pinching jokes and then bits and stuff as a comedian. They've been naughty, like, and, you know, it definitely happens. Like, is that something, like, say you didn't catch one there, that you haven't done intentionally, but, like, and taking it out.
I don't know, it's not really a spot, people
get offended about it. Or when it
right. At the moment, like, I seen Status the other day, I'm not going to name Status, but I see Status the other day saying half these people already at the moment, I'm seeing MCs spit and shout with bass. It sets all these single outs to read.
Yeah.
These dumbest single outs, isn't it? Do you mean? I don't know. And I've heard it. I had people saying we've got a little group and like Toontown has had a video drop in a group. And that's one of Shabba's bars, and it's not Shabba. Yeah, like, wow. How do you think you can go and do that? But I don't know, like, it's not really like, don't think, but people just don't do it, bro. I feel like the bigger, like, the more serious artists, I don't like, you don't just jack a man's mind. Like, yeah,
wait.
Bro, you're gonna catch it a slap, that's what's been happening, like, yeah, bro, but it don't happen, I don't think. Like, you get, I think the one that happens the most is someone will sort of copy someone's flow or pattern, the way they've written that bar. So if it goes like, da 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 da. So we say, I've got a bar, and da-da-da-da-da-da, but then it goes with words, to get me? And Mac Pearson's written this different words, but it goes da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the sly word that people do, to get me? Because I think in, obviously, lyrics are everything that you'd be like, to get me? But starting to be, but the flow is up.
And it hits the cadence, but not words. That's a bit naughty, yeah.
The naughty word.
That is.
The naughty word that's been going on last time, sorry. Two times you pat it in my life. But then you can't be pissed off about it as well. I think you've got to take a certain sort of respect from it. You visit, like,
compliment.
Yeah, like, but it's still like, well, bro, that happens the other day. They're just taking influence from you because it happens. And I can't, I've done it.
Yeah, it's happened for the last 50 plus years, hasn't it? It all.
I don't know, like, people pay after a part of it. Don't make this a remix of, like, an old hip hop tune. Do you get me? I'll remix the first two lines of it because it's a really popular line. As soon as I do it, everyone out sings it. Do you get me? But yeah. It's not a drum and bass MC's part. That don't happen. Like, do you get me?
Talk to me a bit about High Level.
Wow, if we're drawing the beginning.
But I don't understand. Like, how did you all kind of get together?
High Level's been a group since before I've been even in drum and bass. So Shabba, this is what I've been told anyways, but Shabba, if I'm saying it well, bro, sorry. So there used to be a group called Fighting Blessed back in the day, the days in the MC convention and stuff, with Shabba's group. And then I think they turned it into, like, him and Stormy linked up. And then they started High Level that. And then I think he used to be, like, it was a big group for MCs. We had Chunky Bizzle on the decks, and then it was Shabba, Stormy, Swifter, MC Vapor, We had Sam Supplier, which is a big house DJ now. He was an MC. In higher level back then, Yadi. I think Flight might have been in there for a while. I think there's a video on YouTube that I've been watching called Ali, and it's like from like 2008 or so, it was like Channel U days, and they got Danny Liger and the Trizio and then Fret. The other. But it's actually with a sick and that was Noah Bob Monroe, one at the stands, but it. But, yeah, obviously when I think they formed SASAS, I think that like higher level took a sort of a back seat for a while. I think Swift then went and started his own little thing called Levels with DJ Side time before he took Cover Guns Live with Elton. But yeah, with and then I think Stormin and Shabs went into SNZS. So that took a back seat for a good couple of years. But then during lockdown, I met Terrence during like the back in like 2020 and 2019, having the choice of to start not. We were both into fishing, I go cat fishing. He messaged me and he was like, yes, bro, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking about doing this social thing where we get a load of M's, like, you play drum and bass, I went to fish it, I go fishing together. And then I was like, Bobby, what, it said with this track, you wanted me to jump on a track. So I was like, boom. I was like, yeah, sick. So I was like, come down to Wales. And I was like, I don't go to any studio by the studio, bro. Don't think you're going to get better sound, blah, blah, blah. Took him to Winchester studio. And then I was like, bro, did you come to Wales for me the other weekend? It was in lockdown, none of us were working. I was like, well, we'll fucking fish it as well. So we were fishing, sat there the day, he's pissing up for it. And it's never experienced, but he's like, fuck me, man. He's breaking up, like, fuck you, man. I was like, oh, bro, I'm sorry. Anyways, we're in this bivvy, and we got this idea that I can start this brand, the fishing brand, called Rodgers. We weren't called Rodgers of Base back then, but that's what the brand is now. And we wanted to do socials and basically get like a big for him artist and a DJ or MC. Itself became a potato, have a social on Drake, Southern Snowden, Swims, whatever. So we had the idea, we knew Shabba was in fishing. So Terrence messaged Shams, you know, try to come on a session, whatever, do a fishing session. So we ended up thinking that Shabba, he could fish it with us. And it was just, we always clicked. We all just had these mad ideas, got stonewalling, bing, patching fish, and all had these funny ideas, and that bam, and start this fishing company. Started doing these socials, and it just took off in lockdown. Literally, fucking hundreds of these people would be just coming to these events. We're setting us literally higher up the lake. We'd set a swim for a couple of quid, it'd be like 20 people around the lake, and we'd go and fish. Well, the first top of what was more. We just fish around the lake and have a laugh, like. A lot of people were turning up thinking it was a rave. And Shabba and up there, they're like, where's the music turning on, man? So we're like, what are you want to pop up? We're fishing. We're like, what do you mean? But yeah, and then I remember I was on the phone with the Shabs. And me and Chunky and Victor, me and Chunky is all, we're doing that DJ MC thing. And I had this idea I wanted to sort of start a drum and bass label that was solely aimed for vocalists and MCs. As at the time, there wasn't. It was just an eating. Music releases, two on the label. The MC can put his logo on it. You might get a 30 with or orange, but it's really weird. There was no way where a full vocal MC tune could go. Do you mean you put it out on YouTube and you're on the Spotify? But there were no labels back in that sort of thing at the time. So I was right about the Shabbles, but what I started this label, and he was like, I'm doing it. I was like, do you mean no tune? I was like, and he's like, oh, but the single, Masters of Ceremonies, he wanted to start. And then I was like, oh, I mentioned Pioneer Level. I was like, oh, you should do this Fire Level mix, a tribute to Stormin', you were Trouble Heat, and Swifter. And he was like, bro, I was thinking about bringing it back. Why don't you bring it back? And do you want to sort of come in? I was gassed on his email. I was saying on the phone to Shabba and type about a few of them. I was like, what? Do you want me to come in higher level, bro? Then my 18-year-old self. And yeah, so we started it off from there. We just saw it. It was just like, yeah, bro, where were you? I'm not really up to date on the up and coming front. Who's one in there sort of thing? I think there's a vast few people that were the ones that drank. That Tan swept up. I think we had Spooker, Eruption, and Alan Scandal was in there back then as well. Yeah, we all sort of partied the beat set, but there was there. So it was only. Me, Tans, Swifter, Shabba, chunky, and we've got a vocalist that comes around with us called Steelo as well, which is Shabbos Boy, which he's sick, and a few others like, but yeah, man, it just sort of stemmed from there, bro. Now that's coming up to like our fourth year together now.
That must have been quite mad to you, MZ, like you were gassed. It's,
but it was
it shows as well what like other people think of your talent and your abilities that, like, he was like,
boy, get him, know, I was an MC. But, so we were, not what he did, but he'd never, like, we were, you know, no, this, at this point, yeah, he knew, yeah, obviously, but
previously.
Right, we were like, he was chatting shit about the lady, that he was just, oh, I wrote this bar the other day, what do you think of this? Starts MCing on the lid, and I was like, oh, is it? So I stand at MC, it was just like that part of him. We
didn't realize
it. Yeah, and it just, wow, bruv. And then, like, yeah, the time started, and it was like, what the part? And everything said for Lilo.
Just before we back up, I've got to ask you, mate. Drum and bass and fish it. It doesn't seem like a like a natural mix.
It does,
but it sounds like it's not just a you thing. It's like,
no, it's a Ruby. It's an actual. It's a, there's a brand for rap. There's a brand. It's called Nash, which they're like the ninth fishing.
Right.
They're like one of the top fishing brands, and. And one of the faces of it, which is like the head, one of the directors of it now, and one of the biggest fishermen in the world at carp fishing is Alan Blair, and he's a massive drum and bass fan. So in all of his, he got a series called Urban Bouts, a week back. He's been lucky enough to be invited with Shabba and Tansdown to do it next, something to him and that. And he's got like over 160,000 followers on Instagram, yes, 50 million names or some of his videos, like, he gets a lot, like, so... He meant all of his, yeah, and was able to bag, then he started another series called Eurobags, where he goes around Europe doing, and then just fishing belts. And he just pushed up a bass with all of his music. So we sort of knew where we got in contact with him. And so, yeah, man, you'd be surprised that the house every from the big bands go fishing, bro. Like, it goes hand in hand, believe it or not. Like,
that was wicked, man. That is proper good. Where did you, like, personally, where would you want to be now? 5 years, where do you want to be? If everything goes...
What do you mean? In line
with anything? Anything. Whatever thing.
Own my old house. Own my old house, car.
You have a 5-year-old as well. Maybe you have another one. So
just have a healthy career, really, bro. Like, in regards to, like, making a decent wage off my music, touring... And just still in my level with my mates, still the way we are now with each other.
Yeah.
And not like, because I know sometimes things can, like, people will fall out or can go separate ways, or you can just die out, play, like, I don't want that to happen. So basically, doing what I'm doing now, the time's to end.
Do you mean? Like it, mate. Any artists would you like to work with that you haven't already? What, in just like come outs and stuff like that and whatever, maybe? Anyone back?
Well, then I've introduced a wise MC, wise and old pro. Like, really, he's like, I don't know, I've got my. What's been not.
I just wondered if there was anyone like, no, whether there's someone, like someone massive, someone who you've seen out there who's required about their stuff and you just haven't had a chance to get around to it, or if you've worked with everyone you want to work with. That's why I'm going, I started to admit it.
No, I think I've got to. Probably a chasing status would be the top goal. Like, wait, yeah, one day in it, Jeremy, but that's the proper bucket list one. But, like, you know, no, there's loans, bro, to be fair. If, like, but I'm not really. I was sort of a little sick, like, working, you know, and that's nothing said, I don't want to sign it or anything like that. But at the moment, like, I've got this one producer, Kenji, away with my boy from Napier, and he's just like, I can ring him and be like, yo, bro, I've got this idea, let's do this. And the next day, I have a project in my file. And it's not exactly what I wanted it to be. And so, at the moment, the formula I sort of got, I'm not really trying to look to be like, oh, yeah, I want to go and clap a bit, but go and knock on his door and ride his wig sort of thing. Like, I'd sort of, I want to create my own way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll make sense.
Yeah, 100%. I get it. And I think once you find someone who, like, whatever you're doing, once you find someone who you can work with and they can do what you want with, like, one conversation pretty much, about you saying, I need this, and they could just back his
hand.
Yeah, I know. I've got a guy, Jamie, who does some images and stuff for me, and has done some editing now, shit. Like, and I ramble, like, especially in a text. So like, I might be trying to tell him something, but it'll take like a massive long paragraph, but he'll still, next day, Ryan, there you go. And it's pretty much, if I say that, move this, move that, whatever. But like, that just takes the pressure off. And I think if you get those people and you've got a good relationship with them and their mates and as well, like, it just makes everything less stressful.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it's a secret bomb, you know, it's not broken, though, try to think to him, but that's more like sort of motto of it. I don't know, I've worked with him for a while now, and we've sort of had other goals together. I mean, we hit a few together, so it's like, once you work with someone that long, I'm just like, it's like cheeky, he's a lot cheeky, like, oh, you're going off with it, because he's not, he's the most laid-back person, and sometimes I look hot-head, bro, and we wake up on him in the morning, or wrong side of the bed, and I can sort of, oh, bro, fucking Batman. And he's taught, like, he knows how I am, even though he lives the other end of the world, like, without, we've been friends for 10 years now, since 12 and 14, and like, he knows the way I am, so when he's like, you don't, I'm like, bro, come on, man, I'm not got it, so, Jermaine and all. So hey, it's a good working with relationship, yeah. Slash friendship to me, so.
And resentment. And for your pleasure, man, I can't believe how fast the time's.
I know it's slow, but I did only say this thing right
up there. Yeah. Well, I thought it was like 20 minutes in, I did, and then I lifted up.
No, it's up.
Yeah, appreciate you, mate.
Thank
you. I'll drop all the links to Endo's socials and Spotify and all that good stuff. Make sure you give him a follow. Make sure you check out his tunes. And of course, like and subscribe to H Podcast Nation as well. And if you would like to become a member, help us out. Keep the channel going. Keep the lights on, as it were. Patreon.com/HPodcastNation. Literally, £2.50 a month. You get behind the scenes content, additional shows, and you get 24 hours live access to live events. 24 hours access to live events, which is a bonus where tickets are limited. And we're announcing a live show. Should be this week. So you should already be, by the time this comes out, the tickets will be out. Nice one. See you later.
Social Podcast Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.